Australia's hospitals are wasting $1.2 billion on avoidable spending, according to a new report by the Grattan Institute. The report comes as the public hospital funding stoush between the Commonwealth, states and territories continues. New South Wales Health Minister Ryan Park was on the program yesterday, calling for a deal to be reached by the end of the year.
Now, we need to get back to what the agreement was with the Prime Minister and with the Premiers back at the end of 2023. We need to get back on a projection that ensures that our state's hospitals are properly funded. Under that deal, there was a commitment to fund 42.5% of public hospitals from the Commonwealth by 2030, and that would have gone up to 45% by 2035. We're a mile off that at the moment, and we're going to be falling at the end of this current term, unless we can turn something around.
It's the New South Wales Health Minister on Breakfast yesterday. Well, Peter Braden is the Health Program Director at the Grattan Institute. Tell me about this report and this $1.2 billion figure saying that money's being wasted on avoidable costs. What does this report find?
I guess the context here is that public hospitals are costing more and more. The funding is going up by about $3 billion every year. And at the same time, these hospitals are struggling to keep up with growing demand. We know wait times are getting longer. We know that staff are stressed and some are burning out. So we looked at what we can do to make that investment go further. We know that governments are going to have to spend more in coming years as our population gets older, as we see more and more chronic disease. But we also know we have to make the system more efficient. And with the federal and state governments fighting about who pays, we risk losing sight of that productivity need to make the system work better. We found that we have a lot of inefficiency in our system, which could be improved, but hospitals aren't set up to be productive. They're trapped on this roller coaster of uncertain budgeting. As you mentioned in your introduction, the federal government is not really chipping in the amount it should. And so all of these ways that we fund the system don't set up hospitals to focus on getting the most care for the dollar.
Peter, can you give me some examples of this avoidable spending that's been identified in your report?
One of the best examples is keeping patients in hospital longer than they need to stay. For many surgeries, it's safe and in fact better for patients if they leave the same day they came in. But we do that a lot less than other countries. So for a wide range of surgeries, we're below the average among wealthy countries and many times smaller in terms of same day discharge compared to leading countries. For example, less than one in 200 knee replacement patients in Australia go home the same day. In Canada, it's getting close to one in four. So, you know, it's a really big difference, and it's across a range of different procedures from appendix removals to cesarean deliveries. So that's just one example. But we also know even within Australia, there's really big variation in practices that leads to really big variation in avoidable costs. So within Victoria, the cost of a hip replacement from hospital to hospital varies by $15,000. For a cesarean delivery in Western Australia, it's $12,000. And that's after you take into account differences between patients, treatments, and hospitals. So it's about learning from overseas. It's about spreading best practices within Australia. And if we do that, we could free up that $1.2 billion to reinvest in more care as demand grows.
How much do the health structures outside of hospitals help to determine the productivity of our hospitals? In other words, if you've got good primary health care, does that reduce the number of people who are coming into hospital at all? And if you've got good community services, does that mean that you can discharge people sooner and more effectively?
A really important point. We know that Australia spends much less on preventing illness, keeping people healthy, than most other wealthy countries. And we know that primary care GP clinics need real reform to keep up with the growing complexity of chronic diseases that they have to manage. So those are essential reform areas. But even if we do everything right, we can still expect growing demand for hospital care. So fixing primary care, improving aged care, all of these things are important. But the governments of Australia are currently negotiating this next five-year funding deal for public hospitals. And if we don't get some real reform into that agreement, if it just remains a fight about funding, we'll get 5 years down the road. That's not time, really, for prevention to alleviate growing demand on public hospitals. It's time for new investment and improvements in primary care to make some difference. But there's no world in which we're not going to have to do a lot more hospital care. And that means we have to get smarter about how we do it.